Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about
to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core, and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And buenos dias, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Brad Westmar, and welcome to the Brad Westmar Show, broadcasting live from the Jackalope Radio Studios. You can find us online at bradwestmar.com or jackaloperadio.com. You can locate me, yours truly, Brad Westmar, on Twitter, at Brad Westmar. More on that later on in the show. You can also find us on Facebook. Look for our special Facebook Nation fan page and go there and like us. That's facebook.com/Westmar Nation. You can email us at brad@bradwestmar.com or call our special voicemail hotline, brand new. Well, new because it hasn't been used very much. 209-877-7210. Again, leave us a voicemail and tell us how bad I am. 209-877-7210. And Magic Matt Hasselbeck, what is your Twitter handle again?
It is at nonexistent.twitter.com. Is that how it goes?
Something like, yeah, close. By the way, I should tell you too, Matt Hasselbeck, there's kind of some irony here because Matt Hasselbeck has a retarded brother. The real and you, Magic Matt, have a retarded brother. Isn't that something?
From time to time. I think that description probably fits.
From time to time. He's a nice guy, though. I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. We love him. We love Jason.
We'll talk about him when he's this far away because he's a tough guy. And I don't want to tangle with him physically.
Well, that's what, you know, younger brother, but let's be honest, a little bit bigger than you.
He is. Well, he's a big guy. He's a firefighter. He's got to be.
Yeah, exactly. You got to stay. Yeah. Got to stay fit if you're going to fight those fires. The fires themselves are tough guys. That's for sure. So, how have you been, my friend?
Good. I'm glad to be back. I missed you.
I missed you too, my long lost co-host lover. You, boy, that's gay. As you can tell, yeah, we did the gay stuff on that previous show, and apparently it's runneth over a little bit onto this next show. So.
Gay Ken from a couple weeks ago, his aura still hanging around.
Apparently. And thank God that's the only thing of his that's hanging around in here. Let me tell you. Batman is in the Batcave. Batman, we want to say hello. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. It's great to be back. Last week was another best of. We hope you enjoyed it because, as I've said before, the cool thing about those shows is it gives you a chance to kind of catch some of the stuff that you've missed on past shows. I know not everybody catches all the old shows. Matt, you didn't catch all the old shows, so it's kind of a great way for you to catch up too, right?
Yeah, it was. That was a fun one too. The segment with your mom was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was one of our best. That was on my birthday. That was great, a fun time. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Batman, now, of course, the show would not be complete if we don't at least give you some kind of crap. I'm going to give you a little bit of crap, but it's not bad crap. It's not really your fault. But I want to give people an update on the status of our iTunes podcast. Now, you've been asked by me a couple of weeks ago, please tell them to get that mother father off there. Okay, and apparently you did so. You talked to somebody at iTunes, correct?
Yes, I did, and I canceled that whole Brad Westmar Show account.
Okay. Now, I want to, before I tell you the current status of this, I want to say that it probably would be a good idea for you you've been around now for what, 6-7 years doing shows and whatnot, okay? It might be a good idea for you, if you're going to have podcasts on iTunes, to one of your 9 million computers, you might want to install iTunes somewhere so you can check on things, so you know what's going on. Just a thought.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay. Because the reason I say that is because right now, if you go on iTunes Music Store and you do a search for Brad Westmar, you'll find the podcast still there. And the podcast is still there, and it says, disabled podcast. Oops, this podcast has been disabled due to non-payment.
How stupid.
Non-payment. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand, Batman.
I don't either. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
So I'm still a little perturbed because it makes me look stupid. It makes me look like I'm not paying my bills.
I know, and that's ridiculous because I asked them to take it down. We didn't not pay anything.
There's nothing to pay.
I know.
It's free.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so you might just want to, when you're investigating Stitcher Radio, as we discussed off air here before the show started, you might want to also pick up the phone in the other ear and maybe call these jackholes.
It takes hours, but I will. I will. I promise you, I'm not going to allow them to put that on there because that makes all of us look bad.
And that's what you need to tell them, and I appreciate that because it's stupidity. And Matt, as you know, business stupidity runs rampant out there.
Hey, if they can say that about our show, they should put a little disclaimer on every time you open up iTunes that says this piece of crap will freeze up on you at some point during this session.
Exactly.
You're going to have to restart it.
Exactly. I mean, it's actually gotten a lot worse the last couple of years. They did an update a couple of years ago that iTunes has never, ever worked the same again.
It's frustrating.
It really, really is. And Steve Jobs is a jobber. That's
why he quit or retired or whatever he did.
Exactly. And by the way, speaking of Steve Jobs.
Gay.
I mean, am I not right about that? Isn't Steve Jobs?
Gay.
Very so, yeah. Batman's nodding his head adamantly. Yes. Batman knows from experience. Hi, Tom Baudette from Motel 6. You ever been inside a room with a 9-inch heel? Never mind. Okay. Sorry. I can't. I got to stop doing things that aren't funny to people that weren't here before the show started. Yeah.
Inside jokes.
I'm sorry.
They go over really well.
Yeah. My bad. Where to begin? Tonight, Matt, it's going to be a fireside chat, I think, you and I.
Okay.
I'm ready to just kind of openly discuss some things that we haven't gotten to in recent shows and some new things. I know that you have been perusing my Twitter timeline, my Twitter feed, and I'm looking forward to some of your thoughts on that later.
Okay. I got some good stuff picked out.
Great. I can't wait. I also know that we're going to want to get a Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football update a little bit later as well. And we'll see where things take us. And if things take us over the limit tonight, Batman has assured us that we will savor a few minutes to do a bonus segment if we so choose, which I'm looking forward to as well.
And cool.
Assuming that we don't cram it all into 1 hour, we'll see what happens. So if I don't shut up, let's just kind of go ahead and move on here. So one of the things I really wanted to bounce off both of you, because I know you both watch movies, and I don't watch as many movies as I used to. But when I was in Denver a while back and visiting some of my friends, including J.J. the Pollock, J.J. was very, very adamant. J.J. loves movies, and he loves comedies. I mean, he loves the slapstick humor comedies, and I don't disrespect him for that, because I find the humor usually pretty funny myself, because let's be honest, what kind of show do we have here half the time, you know? Like, hi, Tom Baudette from Motel, you know, so we just kind of do what we do. So I like the humor, and I like those kinds of movies. So he insisted one hungover morning that I spent with him, that we watch the movie Hall Pass. And have either one of you seen this movie?
Yes.
Okay, and Batman has. And how did we feel about that movie, in all honesty?
Crap.
Yeah. Okay. So the first half I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Second half, no, not so much.
First of all, it drug on, okay? And it was also kind of lewd. So I get a little embarrassed with some of those things if I'm in the wrong company. But in the company with Jay, it's not a big deal, you know, for me, you know. So we watched it and definitely laughed. I laughed a lot during the first part of it. But what really happened towards the end was, you know, I had about 18 cups of coffee, and I really was ready to just kind of move forward and do something else. But the movie just kept going and going and going, and the storyline drug out and drug out. And I finally got him at one point, a couple of times, made him fast forward through parts that were just, it was just filler. It was storyline filler, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, that's the problem with these comedies. If they just would just be funny and just and not give me a storyline, that's probably okay. And I kind of liken it to Jackass. Now, those are some pretty stupid movies too, okay? And, yeah. they're pretty dumb. But if you like that kind of stuff, there's no storyline, okay? It's just we're going to do one stupid thing after another. You may or may not laugh, but you know what you're getting. You're not getting a love story in the middle of a Jackass movie.
Yeah.
Know? Okay? So yeah. The point I'm getting to on all of this is I think there – well, at first thought, I thought there might be something in this. I think that the DVD companies, or maybe we could create new versions of these movies when they come out on DVD. It's the what I like to call my time is valuable movie version of certain movies, okay? Because here's how I see. You know, they break these up into scenes, right? All the movies on the DVDs are broken up into scenes. I think that there's got to be a way that you could put a DVD together of a movie like Hall Pass and leave out all the BS or just give you a 2 or 3 sentence update on what happened. Like, you know, Bob and Diane got together, had sex, had a fight, made up, and now they're going on a trip to Vegas, and now here's some funny parts kind of a thing. Or something like that.
You know? Want like the Red Zone channel of,
yes!
of movies.
Yes! I want the Red Zone channel of movies. I think that would be fantastic. What do you think?
It's not a bad idea. They have, you know, every DVD that comes out now has like the theatrical version, and they'll have the extended unrated director's cut. Mm-hmm. They could put like the Red Zone cut on there or the Westmar cut. And it's like instead of an hour and a half for the theatrical and then an hour and 45 minutes for the unrated, you could have like a 45-minute version of it and you really wouldn't miss anything.
I think we're on to something. And that's just it. And not only would it be you get to laugh a lot and not get caught up in the boring stuff, but you're right. That for an hour and 45-minute movie, you might get 45 minutes worth of movie. You get it done in 45 minutes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's
like watching an NFL football game that you have DVR'd. If you're not interested in all the commentary that Chris Collinsworth is talking about with Al Michaels, then you go ahead and you hit that 30-second forward button after each play. And you can get through a game in, I don't know, you can get through a freaking game.
Half hour.
Yeah, really fast, you know.
Yeah, and, that's the best way to watch them sometimes.
It really is, especially if it's a game that you kind of want to know what happened, but you really don't need to hear all the BS or mm-hmm. see, you know, all the other stupid stuff. So the only problem with that is you can, you know, if I do that with a football game, I don't catch the 15 minutes that it takes Ed Hockley to work out an offensive holding call, and then I can't bitch about it if I don't see it. You know.
Yeah, I think that's the only compromise that I would stand for as far as instant replay goes. If you're going to have instant replay in there, you better give me a condensed version of the game I can watch because I can't stand the delays.
Oh, they're getting so bad. And I tweeted about them here recently, too. It's just nauseating how long it takes in the Cowboys game the other night. I mean, there was the fumble that was near the sideline, and they first called the guy out of bounds and gave the ball to Dallas. And they immediately they looked at the replay for 5 seconds on TV and knew that it was going to be reversed. Okay, but we had to sit through, I think, a commercial break and hear them talking about it and watching it 15 times on TV before we got an answer. And it was just
Even half the time, it seems like they get it wrong, too.
I know, that's true, too. And that's the thing. I told my brother via text message. I said, you know, and this is funny because I'm bitching about a call that went against my team. And I'm not complaining because they got the call right, you know.
Right.
And I told my brother, I'm just so sick. I long for the day when there wasn't replay. And he's like, yeah, but at least they get the calls right. And I'm like, but they don't always get the calls right.
Yeah, I bet even half the time they don't get them right. Even that, or they micromanage them so...
Yeah,
it's so bad that they find something, they talk themselves out of what is maybe the correct call.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you something else we talked about on the show briefly was that the college game seems to have it right because they do it from the booth.
Yes.
But those still seem to take some time, you know?
I mean,
they don't exactly get it done in a timely fashion. And the hockey ones are the same way. You know, and at least in hockey's defense, they're trying to analyze usually, well, they're always trying to analyze what a little, you know, black puck is doing, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, those can be a little confusing sometimes, but,
yeah.
But anyway, I'm all for the, I like that name, the red zone. We don't need to put my name on everything. We'll just call it the red zone version of a DVD or of a movie. I think
that's
a good way to do it. So, I told you, in fact, when this happened, I believe, Matt, when I was in Norman, Oklahoma last week for business, that I was there for a couple hours and I already had a story to tell. Now, this story is not a great story, but it is the epitome of, in my opinion, just BS. It's complete ridiculousness. Now, I got to town and did a few things. I was staying at a lovely brand new Embassy Suites, which is a fantastic hotel, as you probably know, that serves you a free two-hour alcoholic drinks happy hour every night. It also gives you a free breakfast buffet, a very good breakfast buffet every morning. Have you stayed in an Embassy Suites before? I'm assuming you have, Matt.
I don't know if I have, to be honest with you.
Well, I highly suggest it, no matter how expensive it is, because it's worth it. But mine was free, of course, because it's paid for on the company dime. Oops, my bad.
There we go. Hello.
You know, so.
I thought Brett Favre was running in for a second.
Done that. I'm very, very sorry. Here. Hey, everybody. You ever stay at the Embassy Suites? Let me tell you, it is fine, fine alcohol. Anyway, no, sorry. Whew, Brett Favre's voice gets a little bit more annoying every time I do it. Whew. Okay. But anyway, so I'm there. I'm doing some things. And I'm like, okay, happy hour down for free is coming up in about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I know I'm going to be down there. And I'm going to be with clients and people that I know. And it's not going to be as enjoyable. I actually sometimes enjoy myself more in my hotel room by myself doing things on the laptop, whether it's work, whether it's stuff for the show, whatever it might be, and drinking. Okay. But
drinking
alone is probably not the best way to go. Yeah. But I do it sometimes. Okay. So I went to Target, and I bought a few things for my room because you have a nice refrigerator in these wonderful suites. They got a bedroom, you got a bathroom, you got a kitchen area, you've got a nice living room. I turned on the TV for a total of 10 seconds the amount of time that I was there. I was spending too much time drinking and eating and socializing, which I don't like to socialize, as you probably know. But
yeah, right.
So I go to Target and I buy myself some beer, some of the latest. What was it? The latest was it Boulevard's October beer? I don't remember what it was, but one of the seasonal beers anyway. And I get to the hotel and I'm like, okay, look, I'm going to bring this stuff upstairs and put it in my refrigerator. And then I'm going to come back downstairs and get in my vehicle, move it to the other side of the hotel where the convention center is at. Okay, I'm not going to go park my car in the parking lot, haul this stuff all the way over into the front door of the hotel, go upstairs into the elevator, take it, then come back, walk all the way back out to my car, then walk in. It was just too much. It was stupid. Okay, so okay. I thought, I'm just going to park my car here in the old, what do you call it? The old canopied, you know, you're checking in area. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to, they're not that busy. I mean, we're not talking downtown Chicago. It's not that busy. I'm just going to pull my car over here for 2 minutes. I figured it'll be 2 minutes tops, three minutes tops. Okay. So I pull over to the side and I'm walking in. And as I'm walking in, I remember to myself, self, you were walking away from the Target gal and she did not put a sack around your beer. So here you are carrying your sack of stuff. And then your beer is, you're holding a six pack of beer out for everyone to see. Now, not that big of a deal. I mean, it really isn't. I mean, if clients see me, so what? I'm a big boy. I can do what I want to. Okay.
Right.
Well, of course, I walk in the door and the very first thing I see is one of my biggest smart ass clients. Okay. Oh. And I'm like, wonderful. Great. But his back is turned to me. So I kind of hook around him thinking I don't want to get in a conversation with him. I'm holding a six pack of beer in my hand. I don't need it. So I walk around him thinking he's not seeing me. I get around to the other side of the elevator. And as I'm waiting for the elevator door opens and I hear a couple of people shouting to me saying, sir, sir, sir. And I'm like, what? Please tell me it's not this guy trying to get my attention. I'm like, you're kidding me. I'm going to see you here in a little while, you know?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah. And the gal's like, there was a guy over there, you know, calling for you. And I said, wonder what he wants. And she goes, well, I think that he wanted you to move your car. And I'm like,
oh.
Really? And the gal looks
inside at me. Inside of like 30 seconds?
Oh, I, I, I had been inside the place for not even 30 seconds, I'll bet. Yeah. Jeez. So I looked at the guy, and this is the worst part about it. It makes me feel uncomfortable enough that somebody is apparently calling for me. I don't know if it was inside or outside or where they were calling for me from, but to get me to move my car. That makes me feel uncomfortable enough. But then the fact that some other, you know, hotel dweller is tracking me down because of it, I'm like, are you kidding me, lady? And this is where I have a hard time with my tongue. It was just an uncomfortable thing. I did not say anything wrong to her, but I left them with a dumbfounded, open mouth, blank look on their faces when I said, I'm just going to be a minute. They'll get over it, I'm sure. Thanks for letting me know, as the elevator door was closing. Nice. I mean, I didn't know what else to say, you know?
That's perfect.
I thought it was. No, thank you. But it made me feel so just oogly. I'm like,
I know.
Just weird. And so when I came back out, I was fully prepared to have some jingle ass in a bellboy outfit, you know, tell me, is that your car? You need to move your car. You know, so that I could say to him, you know what, for the amount of money I paid for this place, I think you could wait 2 minutes while I brought my beer and refreshments up to my room, you know. Right. Well, I went outside. Nobody's there. Nobody's there. Nobody's there at all. Get my car, pull around at the convention center. Not another word was said to me about it, you know. So 15, 20 minutes later, the client that I saw there did see me. No, I know what it was. I beg your pardon, Matt. Let me correct myself. When I came back downstairs and was going to go outside to my car, fully expecting to get my butt chewed by a bellboy, I ran into my client there.
Okay.
Who made a comment about, hey, where's your beer? Where's my beer at? And I'm like, it's in my refrigerator. How about my $3,000 you owe me? Yeah, I didn't say that. But I later ran into him at the convention center and I said, did you hear somebody calling my name? Because apparently I was in trouble for having my car. He said, I didn't hear anything. So it must have been outside, but he did happen to see me walk around him, I guess, or something like that. So
you weren't very stealthy.
I was not very. I am not stealth at all. That's pretty clear. The first thing he sees is the beer in my hand. But anyway, so that's my stupid convention story. But I will say that I did not enjoy myself at all those 3 days in Norman, Oklahoma. First of all, because it's Oklahoma, okay, and second of all, because I ended up spending too much time out drinking and eating with people that, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a social guy. I'm not a good salesman.
You're a social guy.
Man, I'm a social guy with people that I really, really find a mutual relationship respect for. This is the way the fireside chat of this show comes in here. if I feel a connection with a person, whether it be a male or a female, then I am a sociable person. But when it comes to exchanging money between people, I just, you don't know what's real and what's not real, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
It's tough. It's tough. So, And you should know what I mean. Look, you're in business. You're not in the same kind of business I am. You know, I mean, you don't manufacture, you don't import, but you do business. So
yeah, you deal with the public, and it's a lot of small talk. My job's a lot of small talk, and when I'm out at the house, people are very friendly to me for obvious reasons, and I never hear what they say about me after the end result, though.
Well. And you make a good point there, because the question that I always ask myself in life is, what do people say about me behind my back? What do people say? And I'm pretty sure I know what they say. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the people that work with me say, he's kind of a jerk off. He's kind of an a-hole. He's kind of got a big mouth. He kind of says what he's feeling. He's got a little bit of an issue going on up there in the old coconut, you know? And then the people that I do business with, that I do a good job for, probably think just the opposite, would never believe that I'm that way. So I'm not really, I'm not even sure who I am, Matt. I don't even know.
You know, I think the key to happiness, though, is for people like that, just if you don't care one way or the other.
Well, and that's the attitude that I have. And that's why we do the show, because I don't think I get enough of it out during the day when I'm working. So it's nice to come in here and chew Batman's ass every once in a while, you know?
Well, it's like your own personal stress release.
Yeah, exactly. 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 I got to do what I got to do. So, all right. Look, I didn't get to my Bigfoot sightings, but we got to take a break, and I want to come back. And I guess I've got, as you can see, Matt, the show notes, once again, we're skipping all over the place, but that's Why should it be any different? Yeah, exactly. So let's let Batman take us to a break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit of Twitter. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Do you ever wonder what happened to that close friend you made at Sing Sing? Or the biker who shanked you in the weight room while you were doing 5 to 10 at Attica? Get in touch with your old friends at cellmates.com. Simply log on, find the prison you did time in, the years you were there, and browse through the list of old names that have moved on and some that are still there.
Hi, Gus. It's Skeezy. Remember when you and the guys gang raped me in the shower at San Quentin?
Yeah, those were crazy days.
So, you ever keep in touch with Bone Crusher, the gang from Cell Block D?
Hey, the Crusher's on death row. Gouged one of the guards' eyes out.
You gotta love the Crusher.
Yeah.
Cellmates.com. Bring a lifer back into your life.
Cats can be finicky eaters. And that can get on the nerves of some of their owners.
Damn it!
Finally, there's a cat food most cat owners can enjoy. New, I Hate My Cat Food. Tasty, moist cat food made from ground glass and sand. And owners will love it too. Because once its handy 32-ounce can is empty, you simply place it over the cat's head. Throw it in a lake. And watch it try to swim. I Hate My Cat Food. Your cat may not like it, but you're gonna love it.
His return to air has been bigger news than the resurrection. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt Hasselbeck, and Batman here again. Glad to have you with us.
There's a revolution going on called Internet.
And that's what we're doing right now. And Magic Matt, one of the things I think we barely touched on a past show, although I don't recall for sure, is this hum I'm hearing? Is this on the air? No. Okay, good. Are you sure? Okay. Because there's been times when I've heard like weird noises on the air that we didn't talk about when I've heard them on the... Never mind. Anyway, I love you, Batman. Matt, the whole question of how we met, and I know that I guessed it correctly. Did I guess it correctly on the air or off the air? I don't remember now.
It was off the air, I think.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Tell people how we originally met. It was not when we were in radio. It was when we were doing another type of job together.
Yeah, it's when we umpired together.
Yeah.
It was one time. It was a couple years before I started working at the radio station, so I was about... I think I must have been 14. It's probably my first year that I umped.
And I would have been then, how many years older am I than you?
See, I'm 34. You're
40. So 40. 6 years. So I'm about 20. Yeah.
Okay.
Roughly.
Yeah. And we did a game together on Field 6. And the only reason I remember it because you were so over the top with it.
With my calls?
With your calls. You know, and you know, you're a personable guy. We got along from the get-go. So, and we did that day. So I got kind of a kick out of you before we even got down to the field. But, and I was behind the plate and you were out in the field. And I remember the exaggerated calls that you would put, like the hopping on one foot as you call somebody out and, you know, all the stuff you see like on these, like it's like a Leslie Nielsen movie or something like that.
And let's keep in mind, I weighed about 300 pounds back then too, or 270 or so at least. Yeah.
Yeah. You were a pretty big guy and it was, you know, and nobody seemed to care or anything, but it was hilarious. I got a huge kick out of it. And I think like I said, it's the only game that we ever did together, and that's a shame because it was fun.
It is a shame because I have so many fond memories of umpiring Little League Baseball, and one of the things that I remember most, and I probably told you this story before, but apparently if we only umpired once together, this probably didn't happen, but I used to call conferences with the other umpire I was working with just to talk about the girl in the third row. I mean, I would do that. I go, you know, you'd be like, strike one. All right, strike two. Well, all right, one and two. Hey, time. My time. Hey, Jeremy. Remember Jerry Malinowski?
Oh yeah,
another Polish guy. Hey Jeremy, by the way, I should clarify. I need to update something. Dan Pastorini, not Polish. Okay, that's my bad. He's not a ski. He's an eenie. Okay, so that's my mistake last week on the show. But anyway, back to a real poll. Okay, Jeremy Malinowski. I'd say, hey Jeremy, come here. Jeremy, come here. And call him in, and I do a couple things, and I talk real quiet to him the first thing. I say, hey man, you see that girl over there? Which one? Don't make it so obvious. Just keep looking at me. Eye contact. Look at me. Just kind of glance over. Okay, third row, visitor side. Yeah, Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Watch her. See if she keeps looking at me. Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. Bye, ball. Bye, ball. Everybody, goodbye. You know, things like that. I mean, I literally would do that. I mean, look, I'm making $8 a game. You know, it's like, what are you going to do? Fire me? I don't care. You know?
Exactly. You know, you got to do something to keep yourself sane in those games. Most of them went fairly smoothly, but you know how youth sports is.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes there were some issues. That is for sure. But we won't get into that. So let's go ahead. Now, you've been perusing my Twitter feed. I have a very, very special little music bed. And I work hard to try to make appropriate music. But I mean, you know, we've got this special music. You know, hey, everybody, this is Peter King. You know, we've got that music. You know, we've got what else we've got? We got the Tom Bodette, you know, Tom Bodette is a pretty obvious one. We've got this one. Anytime Mexico comes up, you know, we've got the sad trombone. And of course, anytime we're talking about any of the women on The View, we've got this.
The C word.
You know, we've got things like that. And then, so I came up with a new Twitter music bed for us that I think will work. You tell me what you think. This is, of course, for my Twitter feed, but really, I think it'll work for anybody's Twitter feed.
I like it.
Yeah, just kind of, you know.
I feel like I should be, like, pitching some sort of a tune advertisement or something like that, too.
Hey, everybody. This is Magic Matt Hasselbeck. Have you ever been in a room with a 9-inch heel? Hmm? No. All right. Sorry. All right. So, anyway, tell me what you've caught on my Twitter feed. Ladies and gentlemen, we do this. We let Matt, because Matt is not on Twitter at this point, although I do think he'd find it amusing, that he likes to go through my Twitter feed on occasion and find some of the things that I've tweeted and ask me to expand on them a little bit or comment, or he can comment on them and things like that. So, Matt, without further ado, which I've only said one time tonight, and that's the last time I'm saying it tonight, go right ahead.
We're going to make a jar. It's a without further ado jar.
Oh, God.
Put a dollar in it every time.
I'd be poor. My kid would never go to college.
I'd get a budget.
That's true. That's true. What do you got, man?
Well, I went back about a month. I know it's been quite a while. It's been longer than that since we did this.
True.
But you are a frequent tweeter. So
true.
I just read all kinds of stuff. I ended up only going back a month, but I found some pretty good stuff.
Okay.
First one was August 25th.
Okay.
This is something I wholeheartedly agree with due to my own struggles in the past.
Okay.
There should be a support group for people who hate their stapler.
You know, I honestly don't even remember what I was going through with that, but you've go through it too, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I just bought a new one like 2 weeks ago, and it is maybe the best purchase I've ever made.
For now, until it dies.
Until it dies, like, for no reason.
Yeah.
Like every other stapler in the world.
Yeah. I mean, what you usually get with staplers is either, you know, one day you wake up and you start using it and it, like, won't staple anything. It won't, like, there's, like, you can't get any staples to come out no matter what you do. Or you use it and all 800 staples come out at one time into your paper, right?
It jams it up and you have to be, like, Lou Ferrigno to pull that thing apart.
Yeah. You know, seriously, the crux and the mechanical ability of a stapler hasn't changed since its inception. Since it was actually made, you'd think that these staplers would get better, but they're not. They're the same crappy things that they were back when they first came out, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
On to the next one.
Surely.
This is August 26th, the next day.
Okay.
My God, Sirius XM Hair Nation is playing Bon Jovi's Tokyo Road. Someone must have broken into the studio.
Yeah,
that was me. I broke in there.
I was wondering. I thought about you when I heard that. I was on my way to work. I mean, that song is not heard very often anywhere.
That's an obscure one.
Very obscure. And the reason I made that point, of course, I've talked about Sirius XM satellite radio before, and it's just like FM radio now. It's not anything special at all. So playing that song was something. And quite honestly, I haven't heard anything like it since then. So,
wow.
You know.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
All right, now we move to August 31st. Simple one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gay for mountains.
I was in Denver. I was west of Denver at that time. Yes, and if you've never been there before, I talked about it before. It's a beautiful drive west of Denver, and it just occurred to me that, you know, I love looking at this stuff so much that I think I'm gay for it. You know,
I believe you.
Have you ever seen it before? You've never seen it before, have you?
The mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother lives out in Colorado.
Oh, that's
Springs.
Right. You've been out there. That's right. You have seen them out. You understand, then.
I might be gay for mountains too, actually.
Well, there you go.
Gay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
All right. Here's the, from the same day here. Note to self, need to stop asking Colorado customers if they've ever had a Bigfoot encounter.
Yes.
They look at you like you have two heads.
Yes. Yes. And Batman, you know, you got to hear this too. I will give you the brief rundown so we can finally put this to rest, you know, for good. And I think, by the way, when this Twitter bed ends, we're going to stop it because it may be a little bit too much to talk over during my tweets. In fact, yeah, we're done with you. Anyway, it just, you know, look, when I get around those mountains, I've watched Finding Bigfoot too much on National Geo or whatever the heck channel it is. And, you know, when I get around mountains and foresty mountains, you know, I start to think about Bigfoot. And so I started asking people, hey, yeah, just the stupidest thing. Why would you do that? And it occurred, I said, hey, did you have any Bigfoot? And I had one of them. I had a gal say, oh, yeah. I said, really? Cool. I said, you know, most people don't really believe in that. And she goes, you're talking about bears, right? I'm like, no. Bigfoot, you stupid wench. Bigfoot, not a bear. She's like,
Bigfoot sighting tease.
And that's when I got the look. I'm like, don't look at me like that. No. And it's when it occurred to me, guys, that most people don't believe in Bigfoot. It just kind of suddenly, it's like UFOs. It's like God. It's like there's a lot of people that just don't believe in these things. And I had never had occurred to me until I started asking people in general. And they're like, are you freaking kidding me? Bigfoot? You know? So that's where I'm at with it. I don't know. I can't say anymore. I'll shut up. That's
no,
it.
I don't think you're crazy. That's a good topic of discussion.
I mean, I could go on for days about it, but the truth of the matter is it doesn't pay to ask people that are spending their money with you if they believe in Bigfoot.
So,
yeah.
Anything about the Loch Ness Monster.
So, thanks for the order. How about the UFOs? Yeah. So, yeah, no, not a good idea. So, okay, what else you got, pal?
All right, the next day, September 1st, rabbit. That's all you tweeted.
Yes. Do either of you know what rabbit? Obviously, Matt does not know what rabbit is. Okay. Batman does not know either. In fact, Batman, if you want to Google it, since you're usually our Googler here on the show, rabbit is some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not jinx. What's the word? My mind is completely blank.
Is it a curse?
Not a curse.
It's a British superstition, it says.
Thank you. Superstition. That was the freaking word I couldn't think of. Superstition. The first day, tell me if I'm right, Batman, the first day of every month, the first verbal words out of your mouth should be rabbit. It supposedly brings good luck. Is that right, Batman?
It does, yes.
Yes, yes. And that's what I was doing. I was tweeting the words rabbit. So,
ooh, I'm going to remember that. I'm going to try that.
It's hard to remember. Let me tell you. It's hard to remember. It's only on a rare occasion do I remember to say it. So,
and does it work?
No, September has sucked. Yeah. So,
oh, okay. Never mind.
Don't
worry about it.
Doesn't work. but you got to take into account that it's me who did it. So, who knows?
Well, this is the next one, maybe explains that a little bit.
Okay.
Because right after that, you tweeted, just found a piece of gum. A piece of my own gum on the back of the shirt I wore yesterday. Apparently, I missed the window.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I chew a lot of gum, especially when I'm on the road. Because I've still got the nervous nail biting habit. You know, I still bite my nails when I'm driving in space and I'm thinking about something, and then I start to be nervous about something, and the next thing I know, I've got my fingers in my mouth and I'm biting my nails. And I have literally, this is the grossest thing in the world. I have a pile of fingernails on the floor of my car. I'm not kidding. I could take you out there right now, Batman, and show them to you. It's not as big of a pile as it used to be, Batman, but I could show you.
I'll pass.
Okay.
That's gross, dude.
I know, it's bad. So I chew a lot of gum to try to prevent me from doing too much of that in a rental car. And so I threw my gum out, and apparently I missed, and it must have flown back in and hit me in the back. And then when I took my shirt off that night, I'm like, are you kidding me? I've been walking around with gum on my back all day. So weird.
Awesome.
Very nice. Yes.
That's what you get for throwing your gum out at 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's a good boy. I was probably doing 80. Yeah, you're right. in the mountains. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This must have been your last one of your day that day. Never, ever Drink or Buy, Avery White Rascal. That's all. Late.
Yeah. I was actually with my good friend Firefighter Clint from Denver. We were out that night at a place called the, I want to say it's called the Yard. It's either the Yard House or the Field. I think it's the Yard House. It's called the Yard House. And there's only a few. They're a chain, but there's only a few of them. They have one in the Denver area. And it's a place that has just like 9 million beers on tap. And I'm become very partial, thanks to Mr. Afkar, to the Belgian White Ale and different versions of it. And the first one that I tried there was a local one. And then the next one that I tried was that one. And it was, if you start mixing up different beers, and sometimes they taste like crap after you've had one good one you like, you probably should just stick to it, because the next one's not going to taste the same. And this one tasted just terrible. And that's, I actually have a picture of it that I think I may have tweeted it too, a picture of it, but of it on the menu, I think it was. But anyway, so yeah, that's what that was. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now this next one was September 6th, and if I could make a Brad Westmar t-shirt with your face on it and a saying on the back, this might be it.
Okay.
Just realized when I'm not exhausted or overstuffed or stressed out or constipated, I'm in a pretty damn good mood.
You know what? Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
That's been the same for, you could say it today or 15 years ago.
I've been that way for a long, long, long. The problem is that I don't know. Is there a tweet after that that says that, well, it's all over with? Because I tweeted that, and shortly after that, something happened that made me in a bad mood again. It was just, it was like instantaneous. I don't remember what it was now. But
probably got you stressed out.
Probably that, or I had a stomach ache from eating too much or something. I don't know what it was. Who knows? Or I had to go to the bathroom.
It's a common theme with you.
It really is. And the thing is about the constipation, I drink a lot of water, and I don't know. Anyway, I should stop it. All right. What else got?
Now this one is September 17th, and this could hold true for an awful lot of people around the Sioux City, South Sioux City area over here. I blame my drinking problem on the Huskers.
Yeah. I mean, and quite honestly, I wasn't drinking I haven't drank at all while I watched any Husker games, but yeah, they're in big trouble, by the way, tomorrow night, against Wisconsin as they open up Big Ten play. I mean, I this is my score prediction, just to lay it out there right now. Wisconsin, 93, and the Huskers, 4. That's my prediction for the Husker Wisconsin game on Saturday. Yeah,
I didn't write any of them down, but you have a lot of football score predictions kind of in that ballpark.
Yeah, I do.
59 touchdown passes by Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Over the Chiefs.
Hey, that was pretty close too.
You weren't that far off.
No, yeah. I really wasn't. But yeah.
Now this is one I really want to know the answer to.
Okay.
This was September 18th. It's got a hashtag of Chiefs after it.
Okay.
I knew a girl once who could do tricks with a football like that catch. Now, I didn't watch that game, so you're going to have to paint a picture for me.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard to paint a picture, with the FCC, regulating us. So let me see what I can do. I don't even recall for sure the catch, but it entailed something like this, Matthew. Ball on the shoulder pad. Guy on the ground, ball rolling around the guy, never touching the ground, going down between his thighs, kind of rolling down around his knee and back. And I think he pretty much caught it between his thighs, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
That's kind of where that came from. It was just, I had a really, really bad pornographic image in my head. And that's about all I'm going to say about that. Make sense?
Perfect.
Okay.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, I figured so.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I do have to play one more thing here, okay?
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
It's a good thing I don't. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. How much more time we got? We got enough time for?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. We got time.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, look, I got my favorite coming up. I just don't want
to
lose it.
You know me. I love to talk about me. So this is good. Go ahead.
Okay. I bet Brian Billick DVRs the games he calls and goes home to listen to himself all over again.
Oh, my God. I don't know if he's ever done one of your Dolphin games, okay?
Yes, he has, yes.
But the guy, I mean, and I talked about this with people, the guy just talks constantly, I mean, back on one of the old shows with Jared, back one of the first couple of shows we did, we talked about at the end of the previous football season that somebody had done some stats on how many words each booth says, like the Joe Buck, Troy Aikman booth. And, you know, they're actually known to be one of the more quieter booths, believe it or not. They really don't say as much. They let a lot of the game do the talking for them. And they say, when they have something to say, you know, even if it's Joe Buck. I know most people don't like Joe Buck, but, you know, Troy Aikman's been known to be a pretty good analyst. So then there's some of the booths that tend to talk, you know, a lot more. I actually think that the Kenny Albert booth was the one who talked the least amount, and that's because poor Kenny Albert can never get a word in edgewise with Tony Siragusa and Moose Johnston, you know. But Ryan Billick, I'm telling you right now, he was doing the Chiefs game, and the guy just he filled up every second of dead air. He talked. It was terrible. Horrible broadcasting. And I even tweeted to him, if you might have seen. I literally tweeted one shortly after that to Brian Billick. And
did
said,
you really?
Oh, yeah, it's on my Twitter feed. I said something. And of course, again, he's not going to respond, but you never know. And it's like, I told him, I said, shut up! You know? Pretty much what I said. But
I'm pretty sure that there's, you know, in that broadcast booth, instead of the window to the field, there's in front of him, there's a mirror so he can look at himself while he's talking.
I really think so. I mean, I just... He is the wordiest, most talkative. You know, the problem with me, I have a hard time muting the TV. And the reason that I do is because I don't want to miss something. Because every time I mute it, something happens that I want to hear what they're saying. You know?
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard. Yeah. Yeah. Or with Brian Billick, it's soft. But yeah.
Okay. All right. This next one's from last Sunday. And like I've said before, you have a gift. Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football League.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're in second place. Jared's in first. You picked both teams.
Yes.
And now you tweeted this about two now undefeated teams in the NFL. Are the Bills and Lions for real? Nope.
Oh.
Then they proceeded to come back and win both their games.
Oh. You know.
How do you do it?
Oh, let me tell you something. First of all, I did that for a couple reasons. First of all, because I'm stupid and I am who I am. Okay. and second of all, because I wanted to see how serious some of these morons take their teams. And quite honestly, you probably can't notice it on the timeline there, but I had a few people kind of aggravated at me for saying that. And that was at the end of the first half, okay, of the games on Sunday. And so then after, you know, as they were coming back, that both those teams were coming back and winning, and they ended up winning, I was eating my hat the entire time on Twitter. I was making fun of myself, you know. But then there were a couple people that were like, well, I want a comment now from Brad Westmore. I was like, I already made my comments. Go back in my timeline and see what I said. I'm an idiot. I admit that. If you know anything about me, you know that I can't do anything right when it comes to the NFL. I can't, you know. And so I had to eat my hat. But boy, and we talked about this on the show. I'm glad I don't take my football as serious as some of these people do. It's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, it's way over the top. I used to be like that, but I was also like 9 years old.
12, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I do have a gift. You are correct.
All right. All right. Well, this one, next one's my favorite. It's also from Sunday.
Okay.
And this had to have been later in the day after Michael Vick got hurt. But you tweeted, someone needs to tell Michael Vick he is being treated differently because you killed dogs on purpose, idiot.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for saying what you all are thinking.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because this was, of course, Matt, when Michael Vick was complaining that the refs were letting him get laid out on the ground and there were no late hit calls or anything of that sort. And he basically was insinuating that because he's Michael Vick, because he's black, I don't know.
No.
You're being treated, and I had some what I wanted to say. I mean, I would say to him, well, maybe I wouldn't. This is where I don't really know who I am, Matt. Okay. maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. But what I wanted to say to him was what I tweeted, which was, of course they treated you different. You killed dogs on purpose, you moron. I mean, come on, man. I mean, this is why people should not talk about how everybody deserves a second chance. Michael Vick, comeback player of the year. Isn't it great what he's done? He's changed his life and turned his life around. It still doesn't change the fact that he killed dogs on purpose. Okay? That's my feeling anyway.
Hey, I'm sorry, Michael Vick, but you're going to be paying for that one the rest of your life. You deserve it.
Yeah. I mean, there are going to be people that are going to hate him. And I think that the only people that don't hate him are Philadelphia Eagle fans. And frankly, I think the Philadelphia Eagle fans hate him too, but they don't have much of a choice but to like him right now. Okay?
Yeah.
I think most Philadelphia Eagle fans, let's be honest, we know what Eagle fans are like. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're rabid, they're crazy, and they have sunken in eyes. Okay? And the thing is that deep down inside, they want him to get hurt. They hate him, and they want every opportunity in the world to have somebody else come in and be their savior. They don't want it to be Michael Vick. I have this feeling they don't. And I don't think J.J. Dupollock can look me in the eye and say, Michael Vick's my quarterback. Michael Vick's my quarterback. That's just the way it is. I don't think Jay likes Michael Vick deep down inside. I really, really don't. That's my opinion.
They'd all rather succeed with anybody else, I think.
I think so. Because that's how Eagle fans are. You know.
But winning's winning, you know, to them at the end of the day.
I mean, you're right. Don't get me wrong, though. I mean, if the quarterback is Polish, they're okay with that. You know, Ron Jaworski, that's okay. You know? And they don't care about the quarterback being black. They're not racist. They just don't like dog killers. That's my point. Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe he gets hurt because he's 6 foot and 180 pounds. And when he gets tackled by a 300 pounder, it hurts more than Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Phillip Rivers, who are 6'4 and 220 or 225.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. I just do not like him, and I love it when he gets hurt. I really, really do. So, no more?
Nope, okay. You're right. Yep,
very well. More. Very well. I like that. I like to talk about me. So,
this just in from the desk of Gay or Nay.
Yes.
Field goals are 87.3% gay.
Yes, field goals, 87.3% gay. That was tweeted during my Dallas Cowboy Monday Night Football game the other night. Oh, my God. I mean, first of all, I got to say, it was a great game, and it made it even better that my team won. Okay?
Yes.
That helps. But at the same time, I got to say to Tony Romo, okay, look, man, okay, why is it that I disown you after the Jets game because you sucked the big one against the Jets in the fourth quarter, and then you decide to become a warrior? Why is it that I have to say, that's it, I'm done with Tony, done with Tony Romo, no more Tony Romo? Then suddenly he turns into a superstar. What is the deal? What? I don't know. It's just, again, it's the story of Brad, you know?
Well, I know. I wish, as a Dolphins fan, it's hard for me to hear people criticize Tony Romo. Because if you've dealt with the dregs of society that we've had ever since Marino retired, I'm like, are you seriously complaining about Tony Romo?
Yeah.
Here's Cleo Lemon. Deal with Jay Fiedler for a few years.
You know, you make a very good point. And quite honestly, I mean, I said I disown Tony Romo, but at the same time, I mean, there ain't no doubt he's the best quarterback they've had since Troy Aikman. There's no doubt about that. And I can't deny that. It's just that I was just disappointed in him, you know. But
There's high hopes for Cowboys quarterbacks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they really are. I think once he finally stopped, you know, letting his, you know, what's between his legs do his playing for him, I think he started to get it together anyway. So, yeah, anything else you got?
No, that's it.
Okay, cool, great. That is awesome. Let's take a quick break. I know we're almost up on the end of the show.
Look at your time.
Don't look at me that way. Take the break. Take the break. We will be right. Who's in charge of the show? We will, thank you. We will be, who? Me, right? Not you, no. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. Hello, and welcome to the instructional audio series of
Rock Vocal Power.
With this easy-to-use, step-by-step audio program, you too will be able to sing like the pros. Here, you'll learn all of the current trendy vocal techniques used by virtually all of today's chart busters. I'm sure you're thinking, how can I learn to sing like one of today's rock singers when I can't sing at all? Well, it's not so hard with
Rock Vocal Power.
For just six easy installments of just $69.95, you'll get one instructional method.
Available on CD, cassette, 8-track, mini disc, laser disc, Betamax, vinyl, or in Braille.
And this method breaks down the techniques of today's hot vocalists so that you can learn at your own pace. Just listen to these testimonials by satisfied customers.
When I started as a bar singer playing Pearl Jam covers, I wasn't quite able to capture the essence in the singer's voice, you know, until I bought
Rock Vocal Power.
Now I've sold almost 50 million jillion records worldwide in my own original music band. Praise the Lord.
You too can learn from this amazing series how to unlock the vocal treasure chest that awaits inside you. Who's there? Why, it's gold and platinum, and it too can be yours. But that's not all. For no extra charge, we'll throw in a few extra methods, like the pickle and mouth technique. The cookie monster. And the ever popular, hey, look at me, I can't sing, so run me through the computer.
I can't sing so good.
Just think, with
Rock Vocal Power,
you'll never have to sound like this guy again.
I have a picture.
Hating pirates since 2005. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. So, Batman, we're on the same page now, right? Why'd you up my echo? Stop that. It's annoying. It'd be funnier if Matt could hear it, because then he'd laugh every time he heard it too. But he doesn't know when you're doing it. So thanks. That helped fill 5 seconds. I appreciate that. You know, one of the things I want to talk about real quick before the show ends, and we don't have a lot of time for this, but Matt, you had said something to me off the air recently. It's something about movies, and you said, you know, they're doing a lot of sequels and things like that. Ghostbusters 3, that's not out yet. When's that coming out? Do you know?
I think it's just in the early stages. Okay. I think they have a script, but that's about the extent of it.
Okay. You asked me, you know, wonder what other 80s movies do I think, you know, might deserve a sequel that didn't get one. And I will say a couple of things that come to mind. And there's a few things that I'm scared of. And what I'm really scared of more than anything is more remakes, you know?
Yes.
What are they going to remake next?
Amen!
You know? The Thing is such a great classic movie, okay? And the fact that they're redoing it, it's disgraceful. And it looks like it's the same freaking movie, but digitized, you know?
That movie scared the crap out of me. Me too.
It's a prequel, actually, but they're not marketing it that way, and they gave it the same damn title.
Yeah, the same title, and it looks like it's the same movie, you know? So, and then I wonder to myself, first of all, when are they going to redo Ferris Bueller's Day Off, okay?
I thought that one too.
Love that movie, but I would love to see a sequel of that movie. But it's almost too late now. But then again, why not go forward 25 years into the future of Ferris and, you know, and the rest of them? And that might be kind of funny and fun, but they're not. That would take creativity, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Well, all the great 80s movies and things like that that didn't get sequels that you'd like to see more of, you at the same time don't want to because they are so classic. You don't want to mess with them at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Batman.
Big Trouble in Little China needs a sequel.
No,
that one could use a sequel.
That's a good one.
I love that.
Yeah. That's a good one. You know, one of the things I loved the movie Back to the Future, the original.
Yes.
And then they did, of course, the two sequels that I just didn't think were that good. You know,
they were okay.
But
that movie was set up for a sequel from the get go.
It definitely was. Definitely was. Everybody knew a sequel was coming because of the end of the first movie. But wouldn't it be nice to see Michael J. Fox shaking around the movie set and maybe doing a fourth one?
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm sorry. But I had to say that. You know, he's on medication. He can keep it under control. I mean, he only shakes about every 30 seconds, so they could film something for 25 seconds, let him shake, do another. I mean, oh, come on. I'm sorry.
Jeez. Batman, watch out for the lightning bolt.
I am so sorry. Also, Major League. Now, of course, they did sequels. Was it two sequels?
Several.
But they weren't good.
No. Well, Major League, they weren't. Major League 2 was okay. But then I think the third one was a minor league, Back to the Minors or something like that.
Yeah.
They had like the side characters in it.
But you know, that original one was just so good. And again, you got to wonder why sequels are just, they suck. They're just not any good. Mostly.
There's not very many.
No, they really aren't. No. I mean, even Zombie Bloodbath, I mean, those, I'm just kidding. I haven't watched them yet. I can't say that. They're still sitting on my computer at home. I apologize.
Jesus.
I'm getting there. Really, I'm getting closer.
You send them out to me, Batman, I'd watch them.
That'd be nice. We could get Matt to watch them. So just don't watch them with the kids around. Yeah.
No.
It's bloody.
Stacey and I would watch them.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Magic Matt Hasselbeck, I appreciate you so much.
Why, thank you.
Thank you for being here. Yeah, well, you know, you're welcome. And we'll do it again next week, my friend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Batman, as always, we appreciate you as well. I am Brad Westmar. Check us out on bradwestmar.com, jackaloperadio.com, or on Twitter at Brad Westmar, or call us at 209-877-7210. Leave us a voicemail. Tell everybody how badly you miss Jared Afkar, or tell us how badly you don't miss him, or tell us how bad I am, which we already know. So Brad Westmar for now saying good night. We'll talk to you next week. So long. See you. Oh, wait. Boner segment coming up next. Check it out at bradwestmar.com. Matt and I have a few things to clear up from last week's show. Good night. Won't talk to me now.